Hey, Jillian.
Hey.
Thank you for not only writing the book, The Six Keys, but for doing the interview today. It's a treat.
Thanks for having me, guys.
A treat to talk to you. You know what I loved about the book where you talk, I guess it was in the foreword, where you were carded in a bar at the age of 43. Tell me how that came about.
Well, I have much younger half-siblings, a 29-year-old brother and a 26-year-old sister. And my brother was in the middle of kind of a terrible breakup. So my little sister and I took him out for the night, and we were functioning as, you know, wingmen, so to speak, wing women. Yeah. And there was this bar at this popular Santa Monica spot. And we all went, and they carded my brother, carded my sister, and the bouncer carded me. And I was like, you think I'm like an undercover cop? Like, are you serious? And the guy was like, no. You know, so I'm like, all right, great. Yeah, sure, here you go. So I thought, like, all right, maybe it's just policy. So I handed him my ID, and the guy was genuinely blown away. And I don't often, you know, go to bars where I'm going to get carded. So yeah. I think it was kind of bizarre for the two of us, me and the security guard. And the guy was like, you're 43? And, of course, my little sister was so offended. And I was like, I am, yeah, thanks a lot. And it begot this process of me starting to wonder, why is that so surprising? Why am I seeing so many discrepancies between myself and people my age? And it just became a fascination, or rather an obsession, for me to understand why and how we age, and how come there are such big gaps in the way one person is aging versus another. And that's really where the idea for the book began.
It's not only that some people just live a hard life, just can't be, I think, explained away by that, and some others have it easy, in quotes.
Not at all. In fact, there is nothing in your genetics that tells you to age or die. Then we got to look at, all right, well, why, right? Like, why is this process happening? And that's where you have these hallmarks of aging, hence the term the six keys, right? The title of the book. And these are these six body processes that either work for you or against you, right? That can turn the key, and you have Alzheimer's, cancer, gray hair, wrinkly skin, you know, a big belly by the age of 35, 40, 55. What's happening there? And subsequently, how do we turn these keys in the opposite direction so that we're aging well? I mean, at 44, I have no gray hair. I have a perfectly clean bill of health. I wake up with zero aches and pains, and I'm not a genetic outlier, right? Like, and my life hasn't been perfect, but it hasn't been easy. And the reality is that there is a lot that we can do, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much time you have, to turn these things around so that you look and feel great well into your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and so on.
Although, you know, Jillian, I have to say, I was looking at you, one of the many pictures of you in a two-piece bathing suit, and wow. And people are going to say, come on, that's Jillian Michaels. That's not me. What do you say to them?
I would say, if you look at Jillian Michaels without the name Jillian Michaels, right, because I think that's become synonymous with fitness, but I was an overweight kid. My genetics are prone to obesity. My father was obese. Again, the expression of your genes is dynamic. So the way that I live my life, now I'm, quote, Jillian Michaels. But back in the day, I was chubby and I'm short and I had a host of other issues, you know, bad skin, bad teeth, that, you know, have nothing to do with aging. But nevertheless, I work on myself because I care. And while it isn't about being afraid to age, right? Like, I love being 44. I've never been better in my life. Like, I'm wiser, smarter, stronger, more successful, more confident, more secure in myself, and in arguably the best shape I've ever been in. Anybody can be here. Again, like, there's nothing genetically unique or special about me. It's just taking the steps because you want to and you care.
Everybody's so busy, and you talk about you can carve out of even the busiest life 12 hours to give to yourself. How do you get started on that, would you say?
Right, you've got these six body processes, and it's things like learning how to utilize stress to make you stronger versus break you down. And then how to make your epigenome work so that great parts of your DNA are expressed, and the less than great parts are sort of choked off and on, right? So that's not the plan. Those are the things we need to affect with the plan. And the plan is about looking at everything from your environment and how it stresses you out and the chemical onslaught from your air, your beauty products, your hygiene, to your lifestyle, how much sleep you're getting, how much sun you are or aren't getting, the kind of people you're hanging around with and how they make you feel, to mind-body interventions, understanding how your mood, your calm, your stress has massive tangible effects on your physicality, understanding proper nutrition. And in this book, I break down every single fad diet. And I show you what works about them and what doesn't, and how to get all the good and none of the bad. So if you're curious about keto, blood type, vegan, paleo, gluten-free, it's all in there. I address all of it. Intermittent fasting, all of it is covered with the most common sense, balanced eating program to give you the best results. And then, of course, fitness. How do we work out in the most effective way without making ourselves miserable, in a way that's reasonable and achievable in order to get the best results? So you've got those five pathways, what I call them, that you need to be taking steps forward on to improve your overall health and well-being and to look and feel your best, right, for years to come, the anti-aging program. So those are the areas that we focus on in the book to turn things around.
Tell me about stress. You have so much going on. How do you handle stress?
Well, let's play a game real quick. Is stress good or bad? What do you think?
Well, I think it's good for what I do.
Okay. Well, stress is designed to make us stronger, right? Emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. And we have what's called a stress adaptation response. So put very simply, you work out for the first time lifting weights, you get blisters. Keep going for a couple of weeks, those blisters turn into calluses. Now, I'm not saying calluses are sexy, but you see that the body goes, wow, I'm getting stressed in this way. Let me adapt by becoming leaner, stronger, more fit, and so on. And on an emotional level, we become wiser, deeper, more empathy, more compassion, more resilient, and so on. But learning how to utilize stress in a way that improves us versus breaks us down is really important. And that's what the program of the book helps you do with that one particular key.
Well, that was very well said. And you know what? I can't have you next to me, but I can have the six keys, right? The book.
Absolutely.
You're a great interview. Thank you for writing the book. And thanks again for taking the time to talk to us today, Jillian.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.